Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Javier, Melissa, Stabby, Three Abu, and Wild Goose are already in the chat room. Jesus Christ, I need some water.
Somebody get in. Chief, can you get me some water?
That's my engineer, Chief.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah, he's supposed to... I should hit my cough button, shouldn't I? But I'm not. I'm Vince in the Bay. I don't give a fuck. Call in 347-826-7667. Don't be shy. Annoying groan. You must be some leftover troll from the Ghost Show, obviously. You've got really big, bold, pink, hot pink font going on. So... And don't worry, you won't troll this time? Oh, all right. Well, you know, it's all good. I mean, you can troll. I like to think of this as, you know, this is open lines, this is disorderly conduct. It's really basically just a venue for you guys to, for you to join me and bring up whatever's on your mind. We can talk about whatever, don't matter. We can chit-chat it about anything and everything. I can pretty much freestyle off the top of the dome about anything. Seriously, anything. No topic is off limits. And of course, that's very intimidating for people. We can select a topic and go with that. Don't matter. I am totally unprepared. I just got off of calling into another show. Shouts out to the Stage Right show. Larry O'Connor was off tonight, and his producer, Dake, Meredith Dake, fine-looking young lady, she took over the reins, and I don't know, and They do their show on BTR simulcasting on Ustream, and you can go on the Ustream and see her in crystal clear video. Oh, man. She is a hottie. Wow. And she took my call at the end of her show, and I chit-chatted with her about Mediaite. And I told her about my... they were talking about my friend, the White Knight of the Internet, Tommy Christopher, as I like to think of him. Oh, you assholes with your sack for life shit. What is this now? Is this? I hope this is something new, bro. It's the same one, dude. Come on, bro. Show me something new, Wild Goose. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. It's wide open lines. Don't be shy. Check in with me. It's Thursday. Wiener's gone, everybody. Wiener is fucking gone. He's outie. 5 G's. Yeah, I'm really happy to see that Wiener finally stepped down. Wiener pulled out of Congress today. And he had a press conference. He got heckled pretty hardcore. I'm not going to play it. I'm sure if you go on YouTube, you can watch it. I watched it. It was kind of interesting because he starts off the press conference. You know, it's just your typical press conference. Cameras going off. Tons of microphones, you know, he's kind of yelling, projecting really loud to the whole room, I guess. And everything, nobody said a word. He was just him, you know, doing his thing. And then right after, the moment he said, I'm going to step down and resign my position as congressman, right when he said that, he started getting bombarded with hecklers, like just totally bombarded. He couldn't, he was hard for him to, he had to like start yelling basically to talk over him. They just started nonstop just heckling him. It was pretty win, if you ask me. Winnage. Yeah, anywho. Don't be shy, kids. 347-826-7667 is the number. Let's go. Okay, here's what the crowd sounded like earlier in the Wiener press conference. Let's go. We have a tape of that. This is right after he said he delivered his speech. This is what the crowd sounded like. Yeah, you bitch. Fuck you. Suck my wiener. Suck my wiener. Suck my... You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, I'm so glad that guy's gone.
What a silly Negro.
Yeah, good times. Anyway, 347-826-7667 is the number. Give me a call. You want to talk about Wiener? Do you want to talk about... you're tired of talking about Wiener. This is it. This would be the last night to talk about him. He stepped down tonight. Or today. And, yeah, good times, good times. It's Thursday, kids. It's Thursday. It's Thursday in the Bay with Vince in the Bay. Don't be shy. 347-826-7667 is the number. We can chop it up about anything and everything. All right, baby cakes, baby buns. Speaking of baby buns, Kishu in the building. All right, gentlemen. Gentlemen, get your boners ready. We could be only moments away for some Kishu for you. Oh, yeah. It's Thursday. I'm Vince in the Bay. Call in now. I'll be right back.
come on, come on. She said, why don't you come back to my house? She said, my husband's out of town. You know he's gone till the end of the month. Well, I was just so nervous, you know, I couldn't really quite relax. Cause I was never really quite sure when I heard you.
Blah 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 blah. Nyan 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 nyan
nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan nyan.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Call me up, 347-826-7667. Shouts out the chat room. Anani Grow, Javier, Kishu, Melissa Hopkins, Peppy Peterson, Stabby McCuggs, Three Abu, and Wild Goose. Now, Melissa Hopkins was in the chat room before the show even got started, and she was all fired up and raring to go, and I was expecting her to be on the horn here, and she has not shown up yet, so... Melissa, if you will be so kind as to report to the call-in line, that would be great. I'd love to get your take on Wienergate and what you think Wiener will do from now. Do now. Let's face it, this guy was a career politician. He grew up. He started off as I believe he was an assistant to Chuck Schumer. Like he worked in Chuck. He was like basically worked as an intern or whatever, an assistant in Chuck Schumer's office. I think he did a little bit of time on a city council somewhere, maybe, and then he inherited Chuck Schumer's seat. That's all he's done his entire life is worked in Congress, more or less. That's it. He has no other occupation. I mean, he works out in their gym, not anymore, and takes pictures of his manhood. He needs to do a reality show. Straight up, that's it. That's the only That's the only, it's the only way. A reality show. Or a late night CNN talk show. One of the two or the other. I don't know. It's a toss up. It really is. It's, who knows? Pepe Peterson giving a little bit of doxing on, revealing the dossier on Representative Wiener. He says his wife makes over $150,000. He was the youngest NYC councilman in history. He's a young guy. He'll land on his feet. He's got, you know, he's got a resume. He's like worked for the government. Sure, he can find another government entity, I'm sure. I don't know. He'll probably collect unemployment, that's for damn sure. Good for him. He deserves it. He earned it. What do you think? Do you care? Seriously, do you people even care? I at this point don't, but I'm glad he stepped down. The problem is that I think here's the thing, during this whole Wienergate thing, one of the things that stood out to me, trying to like see the forest for the trees or whatever, I think this is the pinnacle of the comedic, this is the apex or whatever the pinnacle, the peak of the pun jokes. This is the perfect storm of cultural happening, working with punnage. Like this is a gold mine for comedians and wannabe comedians and jerks and people that don't realize that they're not funny to take a joke too far. And there should be a pun police now. Seriously, I think puns. At this point, everybody wants to do a pun. Everything is a play on words. Everything is like, I'm titling you this, but just changing the word at the end, and it's going to make it, you know, it's, oh. Everything's post-modern now. It's disgusting. It really is. Let's just get real. Can we just get real once in a while? Let's just cut through it all and just make love. Seriously. Yeah, call. Of course I want you to call in, Kishu. Are you shitting me? Absolutely. I'm trying to get Melissa Hopkins to call in. She was like raring to go here, and now she's fallen asleep. I don't know what her deal is. She says, I took a nap. I'm ready to go. And now look at her. She's asleep. Nowhere to be seen. Whatever. It is what it is. Wild Goose is here. Let's bring on Wild Goose. Hey, Wild Goose. What's going on, dude?
I think Melissa's coked up, man. She called into my show with the fire in her eyes, and yeah, she tried trolling me, but then I told her that rape was hilarious, and she's like, oh, it's not funny, it's not funny. But yeah, she's drunk as fuck and tired. You know how that goes, so.
Yeah, yep.
She's notorious for getting tired.
Sack for life, sack
yep,
for life.
Sack for life. I'm actually considering, I'm moving on from sack. I'm moving on to greener pastures.
Well, you're sacking the sack?
I'm being sacked from sack. Sack still exists.
Oh, the sack sacked you.
I'm sacking myself.
Oh, you sacked mountain. Yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
To answer Kishu, my show is on Saturday evening, and I'm actually hosting Janet Napolitano on the air.
Holy shit, you got Janet Napolitano on your show?
Secretary of Homeland Security. Yep.
Holy moly, I am going to be there, bro. Again, when is that, and how can we tune in?
9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or midnight Eastern Standard Time.
On Saturday?
Saturday night.
Oh, that's going to be a party. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Oh, dude,
that.
It's going to be a troll
fest. I'll be there.
Yeah, I'm expecting trolls. It's going to be a Q&A. I'm taking calls and everything. So, like, we're going to do 30, 40 minutes of just me and her talking, and then we're going to take calls. And I'm fully expecting the callers to just, like, rip on her hard.
Damn. It's craziness. Hey, yeah, Melissa Hopkins, somebody wake Melissa Hopkins up, please. I wish BTR had a function where you could buzz somebody that's sleeping. Oh, there will be Vince the Kishi again. You better believe it.
You want to buzz Melissa?
Yeah, let's buzz Melissa.
Isn't someone else buzzing her?
Do you have her Skype or something?
I do, actually.
Dude, Skype. Call her on Skype. Call her on Skype right now.
Am I able to bring her into the call?
Oh, absolutely. Are you on Skype right now? You just
I'm calling.
Of course. You just bring her into the call. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's see if I can do this.
Just drag and drop her.
Oh, I see. All right. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, dude. Oh, this is going to be epic. Oh, this will be great.
I can catch her snoring. Fuck.
Hey.
I'm uploading footage from my camera, so my computer's being really fucking...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, went down to
George. Well, you know what? You have me on Skype. Message me her Skype name, and I'll add her right now and see.
Oh, actually, she's in the call now. I'm dialing her, I guess.
Oh, good.
Or what the fuck just happened? I just got a message. Did you message me?
No, I did not.
I guess not. All right, well, she's, in the process of getting on the air.
Okay, good. Shouts out to Javier in the chat room. Call in, Javier. Check in. Let us know what's up. Give us a Spanish meme. Tell us sack for life in, I guess it would still be the same thing in Spanish. I don't know. Just tell us something else in Spanish. That he said over 9,000 last night in Spanish. Oh, that's cool.
He just said sack for life in Spanish. All right, that made my night, man. We've gone international. It's time
sac,
to move on.
Sac de por vida. Sac de por vida.
It's an international revolution.
It's over, dude. Sack is every. You can't deny it, bro. I don't know why you're.
I can't
I don't
know stop why, it.
You can't renounce it, bro. It
I'm not only... renouncing it. I'm just, it's time to grace.
Hello.
Oh, look, it's drunk.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Everybody, okay, everybody, pull your pants up for a second.
Okay, I'm
Melissa
on.
Hopkins here. The BTR chaperone is here, so we got to chill out. Chaperone,
right.
The yard duty's here. Yard duty.
All right, leave a little space for the Lord, kids.
Okay, so, now, can you hold on? Because I'm actually on another call.
Yeah, I'm holding it.
No, we can't.
Oh,
hang on 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hanging on.
I'm hanging on. Oh, yeah. Stay frosty. Get some.
Jesus Christ. All right, here's another caller. 321, you're, area code 321, you are now on the air. What's up?
Hi.
Hey, who's that?
Mouse. I tried so hard not to troll your show because I really wanted to.
Why?
I don't know, because I'm bored and I'm up late. But how you doing, Vince?
I'm doing fantastic, honey. I'm glad that you're here. Thank God. I thought I was just going to be stuck with Keisha and Melissa Hopkins tonight, but you surprised me, baby. I love to hear your voice, and I miss Goofy today. What happened over there on the Rhinox network?
I'm back.
Is this Charlie?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to mute you guys because I don't care about you right now because Mouse is here. Okay. So the Rhinox network was broadcasting tonight. What went down on the airwaves?
Yeah, the computer has froze up supposedly. I don't know what the switchboard looks like personally, but I'm guessing it has froze up because we was getting ready to do, our quote-unquote trolling as a BTR, the functional couple.
Of course.
But, yeah, so better luck next time. I wish he would shorten that intro. That intro is ridiculously long.
Yeah. He gets a little carried away with his production. But he's very. I love his enthusiasm. You can't deny his enthusiasm.
Dedication is on point. Yeah, it's ridiculously long. It's like it has like two full shows on there. That's why I told him, I was like, that's a show within itself. Oh well.
Oh, Mouse, it's so good to have you here, baby cakes. Oh man, I've missed you. So when are you gonna come visit me again?
Again, I don't know. Last time you tried to hold me captive. So kind of scared me a little bit, babe. I mean, the whole change the whips is all good, but when you want to lock doors, kind of frightens me.
Oh yeah, it's all good. It's okay. You know, I'm a faithful companion, if you will. So I will be, you know, fully dedicated to you if you decide to just join me as a full time co-host. Mouse, I know you've been thinking about doing it, leaving Goofy. It makes sense. Everybody knows he's a loser. He's a wannabe Mexican. He can't even speak Spanish. Are you kidding me? I have a real troll. You want to meet a real Spanish troll? A real Mexican troll. A real Mexican troll. Like a legit Mexican troll.
Okay.
All right. I want you to introduce you to Javier. He's the new kid on the block. Check him out. What's up, Javier? What's going down? You're on with Mouse.
Vincent, tu mamá.
Hi, Javier.
See?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I'm pretty good.
Where are you from? Your accent's so strong.
I'm from Mexico.
Oh, from Mexico. That's where you're living right now?
Huh? I'm living in Mexico, too. Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I need to brush up on my Spanish, so maybe you can teach me.
All right, so speak.
Speak? I don't know a lot.
Speak in Spanish. Come on. You can do it. You can do it.
Mm-mm. It's rough. My words are very choppy and all misplaced. No puedo.
That's good.
Besides, I can't speak that much. Vince will get turned on. He doesn't know that side of me.
What?
Oh, you turn me on with every move you make, sister.
So what are y'all talking about today? Oh, the wiener guy. Right? Or no, I hope not. Hello?
Yeah, we were talking about wiener, but now we're talking about a real Mexican wiener, rather than that limp bone you've been dealing with. I've got a real Mexican troll with me, and he's trying to seduce you here. So I want you guys to get to know each other. So I'm going to give you guys some time here. I'm just going to sit back.
Me
and
off?
No, honey, no. I just want to share the love and joy. Why would I keep such a wonderful, beautiful, amazing goddess such as you to myself? That would be so selfish. You are a gift to the world, and I'm not just going to give you to any. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to whore you out to just anybody. But I think it's important for you to experience a real Mexican. Somebody that really lives south of the border that can speak Espanol. And that is Javier.
Not a piece of chocolate you can break off and pass around.
Oh, my God. There you go. You kids play. You guys have a good time. if anybody wants to call in and get in on the action, 347-826-7667. Take it away, kids. Have fun.
Okay, thanks. All right, I don't know why you would leave me here. I don't know how to host the show.
Say something, I don't know, say something horny.
Huh? Who? You want me to say something horny?
Yeah, say something like horny and sexy and stuff, you know?
Let's see. It doesn't have to be in Spanish, right? It can be in English?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Ooh, I want you so bad right now. Can I do whatever I want to you?
Oh, yeah, baby. That was hot. Keep going, honey. Keep going with it, baby. Now, come on, Javier. You gotta reciprocate here, though, bro. You gotta, you know, when she gives you something like that, she wants, you know, she's putting herself out there. She's obviously already hot under the collar for you, bro. You gotta reciprocate here, man. You gotta give her something. Give her a little hot tamale here. You know what I'm saying?
Hot tamale. No, I want an enchilada.
An enchilada? No, no, no. How about some chorizo?
Chorizo? No, burrito.
Chorizo, chorizo. It's like a very, like, long...
Chorizo no quiero. Quiero burrito.
Oh, yeah, Grande. Latin love. Latin lovers. Latin lovers. Loving in Latin.
Say my name, mommy. Say my name.
What do you want to be called?
Ay, papi.
Hey, ay, papi.
Ay, papi.
Spank me.
Oh, my God. Wow.
How do you say that?
Why don't you smush your boobies together up in his face and say, ay, papi, as you arch your back?
And then my long flowing hair waved down my back, huh? How do you say spank me in Spanish?
Spank me?
Yeah.
Pégame?
Pégame?
Pégame. Pégame.
Pégame. Pégame. Pégame ahora mismo.
Claro que sí, mami. Claro que sí.
This is fun. I'm
learning
freaky stuff in Spanish. Go ahead, come on, teach me some more.
Some more? I show
Look
you.
At that.
John Brand, why don't you just go over to the Golden Voice of Radio? Go over there and stop spamming the chat room. Are you trying to pull a Debbie Daly here?
You want some attention?
Kishu, of course I love you, Kishu. Come on. Give me a break. You're waiting for me to say on air that I love you. Of course I love you, Kishu. Come on. Call in already.
He loves you, Kishu. He's trying to pass me off to Mexico.
I know. Kishu, you got to do it. If for anybody, do it for Mouse. I've been trying to pass her off to Javier here. And
Trying to cross the border.
Yeah.
There's the love.
And Melissa Hopkins. Oh, you know what? We have Melissa Hopkins and Wild Goose with us as well. Let's bring them back on. What do you guys have? Do we have Melissa Hopkins?
That would
Hopkins
normally
now?
Just be reflected back into fucking space.
Excuse me?
Put something black and something white outside. See?
What are we just walking on?
Hotter,
what did we just walk? Hello? Can they hear us? Can you hear it? Wild Goose, are you there?
What? I'm talking about global warming. And as we know, darkies absorb more heat during the winter, which means more energy has to be wasted on these darkies to keep the room
is
warm.
Melissa Hopkins
and
there?
The increase of CO2
Hello?
Production.
Melissa Hopkins,
yes.
Are you there?
Yes. Right. Yes.
Melissa
yes.
Hopkins, do me a favor.
Who's
call
this
in
bitch?
Separately. Call in separately, please. Don't be attached to Wild Goose, because if I mute him, you're gone too. So you should call in separately.
All right. I'll hang up and call you right now.
All right. Fantastical. Appreciate it.
Fantastical.
So what's up, Wild Goose? What you were saying about global warming, continue.
Black people cause global warming.
Oh, of course. Oh, everybody knows that. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
Tell
basic science.
What do you think this is, 2003?
Yeah. I mean, this is like sixth grade fucking earth science, man. They're absorbing way too much sunlight.
Yeah, we do.
So, alright, who wants to take a bet on what Melissa is drinking tonight?
Whiskey.
I'm drinking whiskey. I'm drinking Gentleman Jack right now.
Rare Tennessee whiskey.
Alright, we got a caller here. I'm presuming this is...
Melissa Drunkins.
Yeah. Melissa, is that you? Alright, hang on. My switchboard's having a hard time here. Let's...
Hello to seeing something other than the fucking Amazing Grace.
Okay, caller, you're on the air.
The weirdest owner.
Caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Yeah, you only get to hear it once, that's it.
No, you don't understand. I didn't catch anything, Melissa. My switchboard is acting funky. It just took... You just now got unmuted.
I told you that new switchboard was weird.
No, the switchboard's great. It's just there's like a latency issue thing with the... Unmuting. It's the same issue that was there with the crappy old interface. It's not the new interface's problem. It's It's the same issue that was. It's always been there. It's not. Come on.
It sounds like, Vince, that you're like riding the subway.
You're just intimidated. No, no, Melissa Hopkins, you're just intimidated by all the bells and whistles. You know, there's a little more. There's dials and in buttons in different places.
Oh yeah, I'm really afraid
things.
Of bells and whistles.
Yeah, I know
no,
it's intimidating. I know it's intimidating.
Yeah,
but,
bells
hey,
even for
a cooch. Yeah, come on.
Did you listen
get
to the
to
show
it.
Today, Vince?
No,
no, no.
I would not yeah, take time actually, out of my day to get bored.
This new board it makes things a lot smoother. Things went a lot smoother for me today because of the board.
Okay. Oh, my God. Did you hear
now
that?
Now I can hear you.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that? I just muted Javier. My God. Your Mexican connection is hideous. You have a fan on the background or something? I don't know. But
I
your
thought
background
that was you.
Was, no, it was, it's not. I had, oh, my God. That was terrible. But Mouse, you're still here. Wild Goose is here. And, oh, we have Kishu now. Hey, Kishu.
Now, who's Mouse?
Who's Mouse? Mouse is a... Hey, baby. So Mouse, really quick, Melissa, for you. Mouse is too goofy as Kishu is to Vince. She's basically...
I got it.
Yeah.
And I everyone love the picture, not the one of you screaming into the xylophone or whatever it is. I love like the dude picture. That's a handsome picture. I've told you that before.
Vincent's looking so good these days. I really got to tell you.
Well, I am thinking that there is much more to this Kishu and Vince thing. I think there's something going on there.
Oh, sorry, guys.
I think there's a love story going on.
I think that you're all just going to have to find out for yourself.
Hmm. What do you think about that, Ben?
What do I think about what? That was a very
Ben's a whore, dude.
That was
like,
a very
he cryptic about, he
answer.
He talks about me being a whore. He is so much worse than me. Yeah, Annie Groh, your accent is win. I love it. I think it's adorable. I think it's kind of weird. Like, it is definitely kind of mixed up. I totally thought you were like a northerner, but yeah, it's hot. It's hot.
So, what do you think, Vince, about Kishu's love for you?
I think it's wonderful. I think it's amazing. It's matched by the love I have for her.
Aww, Vince.
What do you want?
Finally, he admits it. Oh.
I think I know what he wants.
I was getting trolled hard yesterday for like, Vince is 14 years older than you, and he doesn't want you. You must really be failing at life. I was like, God damn it.
So why are you going after Keisha's ass, man?
I am...
He had my ass, baby.
What are you talking about?
Literally. Well, I mean, not... Well, kind of, yeah.
Well...
Love is love, baby.
Literally, figuratively. Literally, figuratively.
Remember when you were like, wash the jizz off your ass, and I just wanted to keep it there all day?
Oh, yeah, that was a good time. That was... I remember that. That was a lot of fun. Shout out to Chief the Engineer. Chief the Engineer in the building. Yeah, I have my home skillet, Javier. Javier, you're gonna have to do. Let's bring him back on and see how he's doing with his whatchamacallit.
Hey, I have a question for before the noise comes back.
Yeah, well, too late.
How was Debbie's show tonight?
I don't know. I wasn't listening. I actually was on another show tonight. I was on the Stage Right show tonight.
Oh, I was gonna listen to that. How was that?
Yeah, it was great. Larry took the night off, so it was Meredith Dake, his producer, really hot chick, blondie, and she was the host, and it was just open lines, and she got a lot of calls. She had they don't do their chat on BTR anymore. They just use BTR as their call-in line, and but they do their chat and they do a Ustream video over on Ustream.
Oh, that's
so,
neat.
So I called in on BTR, but watched and chatted on Ustream, and they had a pretty healthy chat room. There was like, I don't know, at least like 50 users in there, and
PBS is doing that now.
What's that?
PBS is doing that now.
Yeah, well, hopefully they won't do it for long. Hopefully they're going to lose all their funding and go away very, very soon.
Well, I won't bore you too much, but I saw it fantastic because I try to watch it almost every day. But the Ustream of TBS Evening News, and just saw a fabulous in-depth interview with former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. It's really interesting. So they do both BTR and Ustream.
Yeah, they do. And she is so cute. She is a little, she's a little cute little blondie Midwest conservative. I think she's more of a, I don't know if she's necessarily hardcore social conservative. Like, I think she kind of falls into that Hollywood Chat Pack group that is very
Meghan McCain.
Geo proud friendly. No. That crowd hates Meghan McCain. They call her a rhino, blah, blah, blah. She's like, she's evil to them.
So, like, Go Proud? You know those guys?
Go Proud.
I know of them.
I don't know them personally. I know of them. Absolutely.
Yeah, I know the guy that runs it, but it's
I know that did you go to that cuz I know during CPAC, was it CPAC or something, and there's something in DC, some sort of shindig in DC, and during it Breitbart put a party up on with Geo Proud in DC. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's good. That's Go Proud, and that is CPAC. Go Proud is a much more, how would I say, savvy log cabin Republicans. They're a little bit more conservative. It's a gay organization, but they are fantastic, and they're open and very articulate. And, yeah, I know those guys. I like them a lot.
Right on. Yeah, I'd like to get to know them. Hey, if you can, get them on my show. Tell them there's got to be some really outrageous.
Yeah, I'll
there's
got
to be
email.
Some outrageous, flamboyant ones that are really entertaining. That would be great to talk to. If you know
this
any
guy,
of them,
this
send
guy
them
can,
my way.
Yeah, this guy really knows how to talk. And
who?
The guy that runs it. But he would. I mean, he would talk about politics. You know, so.
Of course. Yeah. What else?
Yeah. But yeah, you got the backing of Breitbart and some other folks. So, I met him online. I was introduced to him, I think through BTR, and then I got to meet him through at a cocktail party here in Washington.
You're correct, stabbing the cugs. You are absolutely right. We have been plotting this whole time, Melissa and I, to bore the balls out of you, bore the balls off you, so you will be thrust into calling us on the phone, 347-826-7667. Apparently, Wild Goose needs to sing. Let me bring him back on. Wild Goose.
Yeah, let's have Wild Goose sing. I see him with
go ahead. The floor is yours, Wild.
What's going on?
Yeah, the floor is yours, Wild. Please, by all means.
Hold on, let me take a swig, man.
Yeah, prepare.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go work on that, too. BRB chat room.
All right, baby cakes.
Not you, just the chat.
Oh.
Can you throw down a beat for me?
It's
never going to give you up. Yeah, it goes,
dun 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 dun
dun. We're no strangers to love.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Rules and those lies. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay, let's hear this thing.
You won't get this.
I'm like the bass player. Shut up, you bitch.
Never give you up. Never gonna let you never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. We've known each other for so long. Your heart's been aching, but you're too shy to say yeah. Inside, we both know what's been going on. We know the game.
Yeah, you know what's going on, Melissa.
I love this brand I've started.
How I'm feeling. Don't tell me that you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and
All right, cool. Okay, dude, you're not gonna. Okay, that's not. That's not. Sorry,
I'll never give you up either, baby buns.
Never give you up, ever.
Okay.
Never gonna give.
Yeah.
Actually, Wild Goose, you're pretty attractive. All of you,
please.
Shut up, so I can tell Wild Goose that he's attractive.
Oh,
I'm a well-dressed troll.
He's got a nice little picture going on.
You're looking. Yeah, he does. I was definitely. You know what? To be honest, I was like. That's exactly what I expected. So I can't say I wasn't expecting it, because for some reason I always thought that he would be kind of a cute kid because he have a good voice. But yeah, go you, Wild Goose. And you're intelligent.
Word. Winning. Where's that clip?
You're winning.
I'm winning. Everywhere.
Nope. No clip. Sorry.
Dude, where'd my wine go? I think I got it. My fucking grinder.
Engineer's on break right now.
Chief, they want you to play that clip, Chief.
I'll bring it. Chief's gonna play that clip for you. You want the winning clip? All right, let me get the Chief on it.
I've got a clip.
Oh God! Are you kidding me, Melissa Hopkins? You have a clip. Please indulge us.
Gotta give me a second.
Yeah.
This is not okay.
What is she doing? What kind of clip is she talking about?
I don't know what she's talking about.
This is the kind of clip my uncle showed me when I was 8.
Wait a second. We're talking about an audio clip, right? Like a
song. Right. Audio clip.
Reminds me of the time my uncle shaved his balls in front of me in the bathroom. What size clip is this?
It's not very long.
I hear crickets still. You're going to deny those crickets.
Exactly. Everybody hears the crickets except for her. She literally. You don't even have to have a cricket a sound effect on your soundboard. She provides it for you.
Is that her clip?
Great.
Maybe that's her clip. Wait, just put everybody on mute. We got to. Let's do some myth busting here.
I should hook up my mic so I could mute it.
It's hilarious because we always talk about how she's boring the balls off of us. And in cartoons and shit, they always play the cricket noise whenever someone's bored as fuck. So it makes a lot of sense that she would have crickets behind her. Very clever. Clever troll, Melissa.
You're so nice.
I am.
I love your kindness.
I don't ask you to stand for me, only to kneel.
So,
I'm never going to give you up.
Or let you down. Or desert you.
Or run around. Or make you cry. Say goodbye.
Are you strong enough to be my man?
Absolutely. Let's take some calls, shall we? 111, you're on the air. What's going on?
Scott.
Yeah, what's
up?
Give you up.
Yeah, Scott, you haven't seen that? No?
Never gonna give.
A soundboard or something? Alright, that's enough of that. Let's go,
I have my clip ready.
Kisu's here. Kisu. Did you drop off and come back?
I've been talking the whole time. You're such a dick. I'm going to fucking stab you with this fork. I'm so pissed off because my goddamn corkscrew is
all right,
a fucking
bad joke.
House.
That's a bad joke. Okay. It was used by Tracy Morgan, and he got busted for it. It's a stupid joke. It's a terrible
what
reference.
Are you talking about?
What's
stabbing
a
with
reference?
A fork. That's what he got in trouble
with.
Oh, well,
I had a fork in my hand because it's the only thing I can find to open this fucking bottle of wine.
Yeah, nice cover.
I wasn't trying to make a reference. Okay, so you know what? You can just shut up right now. I'm so mad. Dick Burns, give me my fucking corkscrew back. Not a happy day for Keisha.
So my clip's ready.
All right, go ahead, Melissa.
Oh, there we go.
Wait, before she plays a clip.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Let's talk about global warming.
Oh, for sure. You're right.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
What's your take on global warming? Do you think it's man-made or do you think it's just a natural?
All right, wait, hang on
cycle?
A second. Before you get into that, Kishu, could you please stop fucking around and fapping in the background or mute yourself on your end or else I will mute you again right now, okay?
Can you please?
I can hear you clang-a-lang-a-ling back in the background there. And I really appreciate
it. Is she building a Terminator over there?
What is going on? Did you not do the dishes tonight? What's going on? Is that your crack pipe? Is that your crack pipe you just dropped on the kitchen floor?
Your meth lab is about to explode.
You better get out of there, Keith.
How do you like all that clean?
Oh my God! What are you?
Ow.
Chow time, fellers. Chow time. All right.
Okay. Sorry about that, Grandma and Grandpa. I just woke you up.
So speaking of clips, how do you guys feel about sport clips? Like you get to go into these barbershops and watch sports while you're getting your hair cut. Pretty badass,
silly.
Huh? I love clips. Speaking of clips, hey Melissa, what's your clip?
You say flips or clips?
Flip, like flip, Philadelphia. Flip, Philadelphia.
Oh my God. All right, let's take another call here. 111, you're on the air. What's up?
Let me just say,
before the
election, the jigs up.
Oh, dude, somebody
out there.
Bill Wagoner. Somebody's simulcasting the Bill Wagoner show on my show. How nice of them.
Pretty funny.
That's a great little service that they're providing. And, they can hang out with Bill all they want. But not on him. Kishu, again, are you going through like
yeah,
a
yeah, yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah, actually, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to mute myself now, okay? Mute
are you
myself
building
now.
An Iron
you.
Man suit?
BRB.
What's going on over there?
Dude. Hell yeah. Go! Oh,
ow. Sounds like the soundtrack to Terminator.
Yeah, hell yeah. Ding. Okay, BRB.
Thank God.
BRB, baby. Okay, how do I mute?
Thank God.
Already accurate.
Oh, man. So where were we? When we were okay, Melissa Hopkins.
Clip time.
Yeah, go ahead, Melissa Hopkins. Take it away.
Oh, before she plays her clip, let's get back on global warming. I mean,
oh, right, global warming.
Or
global warming.
Natural cycle. Yeah, I mean, what's your stance on it?
I don't know. I'm still on the fence. Can you sell me on it? Let me
Al Gore come out and he starts saying he's man-made, and you know, I did my own research on it, and you know, you kind of have to take the word of the scientists, you know, for gospel. But at the same time, you have these guys exchanging all these weird emails saying, oh, yeah, we'll just say this in order to get funding. We'll say it's man-made. So, you
and
know,
George Soros, George Soros is involved somehow, right? He's sort
right,
of
course. No, he's always involved.
The evil puppet master.
Right. He's like the Vogs of real life.
Global warming is a piece of shit. It's cyclical.
It's a real...
It is. You're right. It's cyclical. And, Melissa, go ahead. Take it away. It's all yours.
Retired and stepped down.
Melissa? Hello? Melissa? Now you decided you're not going to talk? I thought you were going to deliver something for us. Deliver us from evil, Melissa. Okay, that's just chirping. All right, great, super. All right, this person keeps calling in.
No, you know shit. No, nothing. Zero. Where have I seen it? Where have you?
A person keeps calling in with Bill Wagoner's show on his keep knocking you off, bro. Stupid. Anyway, Melissa Hopkins, you were going to perform some sort of audio erotic stuff for us. Please, take it away. Melissa. Hello? Hello, Melissa.
All right, I'm done. I just had to play my favorite wiener clip.
I didn't hear that at all.
You didn't?
I didn't hear shit. It was silent the whole time. I was trying to talk to you because it was just dead air. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on your end, but you should just hold it up to your microphone or something next time. But it's all good, dude. We got another call here. Let's go. Block number. You're on the air. What's up?
Walgreens. I don't want to.
Oh, come on! Just go away. My God.
Is that Wagner again? The simulcast.
Yeah, it's one of Bill Wagner's internet butt stalkers. One of his many legions of internet butt stalkers that are calling in here and
that guy's kind of evil. Why is there such a following?
Well, do you know the whole backstory and all that?
I think I do.
Okay, then you probably wouldn't be asking that question.
Because he'd fuck with me?
No, he's not going to fuck with you. Some of his rabid followers might.
They already do.
Exactly. So you know what the deal is.
So why are they going after you with his simulcast?
This is what they do. They do it. He pays them. He's the final boss of the internet.
Isn't he? Doesn't he have a bunch of charges pending against him?
I have no idea.
I think he does.
Not familiar with anything of that nature.
Yeah, your voice is too sexy to go on to a subject like that.
Why, thank you, Melissa. I appreciate the sentiment.
So I actually had a really nice long nap this afternoon. So I'm nice and wide awake.
Unfortunately.
You guys called me.
I didn't call you. Wild Goose called you. No, you were the one.
No,
no, no. You know
what?
Okay. You're right. We did call you. Here's the deal, though. This is why I called you.
Why?
Because I logged into my chat room. You were like the first person in the chat room, all perked up, ready, raring and ready to go. And
yeah.
you were just going to town, just like, I just had a nap. I'm ready to do this. Come on. And so once the show got fired up, and I was like, all right, open lines, call in, go for it. Hey, Melissa, call in. It took you like an hour to call in. What's up with that?
Well, I actually do work for a living, and the client called. When you have your own business, you must
client,
know they
call. High-profile client.
They call at all hours of the night. The higher the profile client, the later they call.
Wowzers.
So, yes. I was working. Can you believe that? I even did a little video chat.
Oh, really?
You should have seen my dress last night. My dress last night was pretty darn good, I have to say.
Mm.
It was a good purchase. Even at my old age, as everybody says in the chat room. How old do I sound? Ben.
To be honest, you sound about 50-ish.
Do I really? Mm-hmm. It must be the smoking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't know. Let's take a poll of the chat room. We have a.
Let's do that.
We have a good little sampling here.
I think you sound about 47.
All right. Let's see. 47. Let's see. Javier, what do you guess?
68 from Red Medicine.
No. The thing is, you're what? Like you're like 43 or something?
Uh huh.
Wild Goose, what do you guess?
I mean, you find your age.
9,001.
Yeah, that's what he put. Yeah.
This Price is Right, but I appreciate that. That is over 9,000 though, technically.
Yeah, by a small margin.
So those vitamins paid off, I guess.
Over 9,000.
But you look good for your age, definitely. Like the pictures I've seen of you, I mean you look very hot.
Oh, you've seen the photo galleries?
You look very daytime.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of photos of you. I've seen photos of you without makeup and all kinds of stuff, and you look good.
Thank you.
You held your candle gracefully.
You have that voice that, like, you know, it's a little bit raspy and stuff, but, like, I mean, I think it's because you're East Coast, right?
Yeah, I am.
That's all it is. I mean, that's most women your age from the East Coast, they all have, like, kind of similar type of voice and, like, accent, I guess. And I know women that are like my age that are from the East Coast, and because of that, like, accent and stuff, they sound like they're your age, you know? So, I mean, who knows? You could be my age. And you could be trolling all these guys.
I'll tell you what. I'll be in a meeting in Washington, and there will be 12 men and me. And if I do not use my lower raspy voice, I do not get heard. It is not actually
it's
my
cutthroat out
voice.
There. Especially in D.C., it's a complete patriarchy, you know?
Because you're out here with me, Goose, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been to those meetings where, you really have to assert yourself.
Absolutely.
And if you don't, you know, you get drowned out. Especially being a female, there's a complete discrimination against females, especially in when it comes to politics, but... You know, you get in the defense world, it's the same exact thing. When you're dealing with, like, a female commander, she's nine times out of ten, you know, people make jokes. She says, oh, well, she's a dyke, blah, 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 because she acts very masculine, but she has to in order to run with the big dogs. And you know what they say, if you can't run with the big dogs, stay on the porch. But when you're dealing with defense or politics, it's a very masculine field. So you really have to put yourself up on that pedestal there.
I literally will be the only woman out of 12 to 15 men in a meeting. And I have to talk like this. This is not my natural voice, really. I'm actually a nice... My kids don't hear this voice unless they're in trouble.
I have to wonder, though, like, how do you speak to your kids? What's the voice you use?
I'm very sweet with them, and we have a very nice, sweet exchange, and they're very polite, and I talked to their principal. Their last day of school is tomorrow, and I had a conversation with the principal, and they said, you know, the three boys have been kindergarten all through the grade school, and they said, your boys have been the sweetest, most polite boys consistently in the school. So I have a very soft voice, and I love, and they like that. They like both the powerful voice, and they like the mommy voice.
Have you ever,
you were in the acting
field for a while. I think you did daytime like a soap ops.
Yeah, I did television and I.
What show was that, by the way?
I did Days of Our Lives and Sisters.
Hmm.
You're too young probably to remember Sisters.
No. Yeah. Well.
It sucks that they're acting a bunch of soaps. My grandma's gonna like not live anymore.
But I have to do a lot of voiceovers, and I have to use this voice to do a voiceover.
Just
don't want the, you know, the nice soft voice for the voiceover. They want the deeper raspy. Hey, I studied with the best voice coach. I studied with Barty Thomas, who is the voice coach at the National Theatre in London and at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art. So I had the best voice. I can do any accent. I can do any pitch.
Now, being involved with politics, I know, I believe I read that you were involved with Tom DeLay when he was going through with his trial. What stopped you from getting into politics? I mean, you've been around that field for a while. You know, I mean, you know the channels, you know the ropes. I mean, what stopped you?
Oh, I'm just now. I'm not going to stop it entirely. I am moving to Oregon in about 11 days. But so many of my clients in the last 5 years have been out of state.
What's so funny?
I'm
trying to myself again. Stuff that's happening in real life on my end.
No, but talk about being in the Tom DeLay trial. I had to do that for 6 straight months. It was the longest I'd been away from my family.
Now, Tom DeLay, he was the wide stancer, right? It was kind of like an Anthony Weiner-like case.
No, he's not Larry Craig, no.
Larry Craig, that was the wide stancer.
Yeah,
no. Tom DeLay was the
majority leader.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, I get all that mixed up. What was his shtick? Like, why did he have so much controversy around him?
It's complete bullshit. He will win on appeal without question. I've been actually handling this case for 7 years. 7 years I've been on this case, and I spent 6 months in Austin. And just to make you all weep, I actually had 6 deaths close to me in the 6 months I was in Texas.
Right.
I was literally flying home on weekends to funerals during the entire fucking trial.
Now, another quick question. I mean, has anyone really been far as decided to use even Go Want to Do Look More Like when you were dealing with the trial and flying back and forth from D.C.?
I'm sorry, I missed your question.
Like, the people you were involved with during that time period, has any one of them really been far as decided to use even Go Want to Do Look More Like?
I still don't understand. I mean,
exactly. Exactly. 347-826-7667 is the numero. It's Vince in the Bay hanging out with Wild Goose, Melissa Hopkins, Kishu, and Javier. If you want to get in on this accione, please.
Accione. Más cerveza, por favor.
Yeah, what she said. Okay.
I don't really like that she's dodging this question, Vince.
Yeah, she's...
No, I don't. I really don't understand what you're saying.
Let me spell it out for you. Let me spell it out.
Say your question again.
Has anyone really been far as decided to use even Go Want to Do Look More Like? I mean, do you want me to say it slower? Do you want me to cite the country of origin? Was there a word you didn't understand? Is this a spelling bee?
It was like a dyslexic sentence. I mean, get to the point. I got along great with the lawyers. I got along great with the media.
Well, has anyone really decided as to even go that far and wanting to do to look more like so?
Oh my! Obviously. But I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know what Melissa's take is. I'm really. I don't know why Melissa is not just taking this head on. But I totally.
I really don't understand the question. I mean, put it in
worded another.
I rephrased it.
Yeah, rephrase it again.
The original question was: has anyone really been far as decided to use even Go Want to Do Look More Like? But I rephrase it. And I say, has anyone really decided as to even go that far in wanting to do look more like so?
Exactly.
Like so.
I don't think, not in all cases, though. Not in all cases, though. I disagree.
I think there's some dubious links between anyone and their decision to even go that far. You know, when they're wanting to do look more like so, you know, they get confused along the way. It's just, it's common.
Okay, let me see if I can rephrase your question for you. Do you have a problem with me representing Tom DeLay in his trial?
You've got to be kidding me. I mean, I've been further even more decided to even go need to do look more as anyone can. I mean, can you really be far even as decided half as much to use go wish for that? My guess is that even one really been far as decided to do once to use even go want, it is
yeah.
then that
yeah,
he
oh, yeah.
has really been far even as decided to use even
uh-huh.
go want to look more like.
Oh,
it's
yeah, Melissa.
That,
does that
oh,
make any, take, am I the only
that
one
down.
That is saying that this makes no sense whatsoever?
I don't know. Let's go to
here's
Kishu.
My
you agree, right? Kishu, you agree.
Take.
Kishu, are you there? All right, forget it.
Javier,
Javier, Javier, tell us in
Ben,
Spanish.
Ben,
in Spanish,
Ben.
Javier. Maybe she'll understand it in Spanish. Go ahead, Javier.
What?
What Goose was saying. Goose, tell Javier what you just said, and then Javier, what you just translate in Spanish.
Nobody's paying attention anymore.
All right. Well, I'll post it in the chat.
Yeah, post
and
it in the chat. Do that.
Has anyone really been far even as decided to use even go want to do look more like? And so that you can review this, I will post it in the chat.
Okay.
There you go.
Is it a generational thing? Because that is such
this is
poor
plain
English.
Speakers. I mean, do you just not have the language to respond
even.
To this?
It's just poor English. I don't even know how to respond. Vince, can you translate? You're more my age.
I'm trying to get Javier to translate. Go ahead, Javier. Take it away in Spanish, please. Espanol.
Whoa, that shit's crazy.
What, Wild Goose?
Has anyone really been far even? As decided
to use
even go want
exactly.
to do
exactly.
more like.
See, it makes
what
it makes
the
so
fuck,
much more,
man.
That makes so much more sense in Spanish, doesn't it?
I mean, I've written this in an article, and people have told me this is probably the most profound statement they've ever heard. I'm not gonna toot my own horn here, but I was trying to make a good point there, and for people to tell me it doesn't make any sense, I don't think you're reading into it enough, you know.
Italian.
I'm pretty literal, so you're gonna have to be literal.
No.
Plain as day.
What is your question?
That is the question.
For even.
What?
Has decided. Alguien ha sido tan decisivo para usar. Y querer ir a ver por más. What the fuck, man? That shit is.
So true. So true. I agree. I say yes. Yeah.
Ben, translate for me, please.
I just did. Are you kidding me? I'm trying to help you out here. Kishu, maybe. Kishu, can you? I mean, what do you think?
She said she tuned out.
What?
Exactly.
Dude,
thank you.
Dude, am I muted?
No, you're not muted.
Oh, I was about to get pissed off. Okay. Anyway,
you're always
hold on. I gotta get a flashlight.
Why
that,
is
that
the
question?
Hey, what
hey,
is the
listen,
question?
Who cares? Drop that. Hey, Javier, I have a question for you.
What?
I have a question for you. You're Mexican.
Okay.
Do you like Morsi?
Like what?
Morsi.
Exactly.
Or Smith.
Thank you very
much. No, dude, his biggest fan following is Mexicans.
Who's that?
Okay, well, the fact that you don't know who Morsi is really weirds me out. I'm not going to lie. Because most Mexicans know and love Morsi. And there's something in my pool, and it's big, but I can't see because it's dark. God damn it. And the flashlight, there we go. Oh, okay, it's a toad.
It's a body.
A toad
it's
is
a toad.
In your pool.
Well, dude, okay, like, I have this awesome, like it's like a lap pool, and it's huge, and it's awesome with, like, a diving board. It's really cute. Vince has, I think, seen pictures of it, but it's dirty right now because, like, my grandpa's been protesting, like, a hardcore motherfucker the last few months, and, well, the last, like, 4 weeks, so about a month. And, you know, I'm not going to come out here in this hot-ass fucking sun and clean it. And he won't, like, fucking get a pool boy to come clean it. Because he's like, well, I can just do it. And then he doesn't do it. But anyway, so right now it's like kind of like a greenish, starting to turn greenish color.
And
we have these toads out here that are called Colorado River toads.
and they live, like, underground in the dirt, and they come out in the night, and they get in the pool, and they, like, try to have babies with the other frogs and stuff. And there's one right here chilling, and just looking at it. It's really nasty. They're nasty. They're really, they're gross-looking. But it's cool. It's cool. Frog in the pool is much better than a snake in the pool. That's for sure. But there was two of them, and they were, like, latched together, like, humping. So I thought that it was, like, it looked bigger than, like, well, regular toad.
So you've got all these tadpoles in the pool.
No, no, no. I don't let them, like, right, that's what I'm out here doing right now. Is I'm, like, I'm netting them out, throwing them over the fence. We're good to go. So that way we don't have babies in the pool. Because I don't want any tadpoles in my pool. No toad babies.
I'll stick my tadpole in your pool, baby.
Please do, baby. Please do.
Oh, yeah.
Will you hump her in the pool?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Dude, the first time I ever got ate out was in this pool. It was awesome. Underwater. Oh, my
well,
God.
I'm
going to
come over. I'm going to come through, and we're going to reenact it together, huh?
I was like 12 years old, though.
Holy
you
shit.
Had sex in a pool at 12 years old.
That's badass.
I didn't lose my virginity. I did not lose my virginity until I was 16 years old. But I had been eaten out and sucked some cock way before that.
How old was the boy?
It was a girl, and she was also the same age as me.
25.
You lost your virginity to a woman.
No, no, no. She ate my vagina. I didn't lose my virginity to her. We were both like 12 or 13 years old.
Wow. So when did you lose your virginity to a man?
When I was 16.
And how old was the man?
17. He's my best friend. He's like this kid I grew up with. He's in this really popular band. They're like a screamo hardcore band. They're called Chiodos. He plays guitar for that band. Jason Reed Hale.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I don't know. The boys just seemed too young for me. They were way too boyish. I couldn't handle the boys in high school.
Oh, he's great. He's really tall, so he's like 6'4", and he has a really big penis. And he's so gentle and loving, and he oh God, the frog is making weird noises. You hear that?
I can hear
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's just loud as fuck.
That was me.
It's not my cricket. It's her toad.
That was
the toad. So, anyways, back to my losing my virginity. Anyway, it was very, very sweet. Like, I was really, like, my virginity was very important to me, even though I was, like, kind of a slut. Like, I wanted to lose my virginity to my best friend, and I did. And he was so, like, we planned it all out, and, like, we planned out the spot where we did it, and, like, he was really gentle, and it was amazing. And we went and got smoothies afterwards at my favorite smoothie shop, and it was good. It was good times.
My first time was great, too. It was very good.
And then after that, I just went fucking downhill. I was, like, banging every hot boy I got my hands on. It was bad. It was bad. I think from the day I lost my virginity until, like, that next year, I probably slept with, like, 15 to 20 people.
Holy
shit. I've never, ever had a one-night stand.
I've had too many, and they never work well. Come on, Winston.
Well, you know what, Melissa Hopkins, when you come to San Francisco, we'll take care of that. We
had sex the first night I was there, didn't we?
Nope.
Except
no,
I'm
going to
have my three
no,
boys.
We didn't.
I thought we did.
Hey, that could be
no,
a problem.
I thought we did.
No, we didn't.
It wasn't the first night that I was
Yo.
There?
Nope.
After the Wombat Show?
Did you guys do it?
Barely.
Yo.
Yeah. Barely?
We did it like four times. She was too tired. She was too tired. She couldn't handle walking around San Francisco. She just couldn't handle it.
I remember that show.
She couldn't hang the entire time she was here. The entire time she was here, she walked around San Francisco during the day, and she would collapse at the studio on the bed.
And you didn't take advantage of that?
And I would, no, I did my show at night while she slept, and then I just went to bed after.
And then he'd come cuddle in with me in the bed. It was cute.
Yeah. That was it, though. But it was totally innocent.
This is probably the best snuggler I've ever known.
That sounds so sweet.
Such a good snuggler.
Vince,
and he's so soft and cuddly. Oh, it's great.
That's
I think that's what I miss the most is all the snuggle time we had.
That's enough.
Oh, no.
Let's
and in the
on.
Morning, he would,
topic.
Like, he would talk in this cute little voice, like, when he's all sleepy and stuff, and he'd
shut
be
up.
Like, because I
have
to go to the bathroom, and he'd be like,
come back and snuggle me, Keisha. Do I have to take a break? Do I have to take a break?
Vince is losing his image.
No, that's it. Okay, that's it. This is like a fucking sneak attack. I do not appreciate this.
I
want to
hear more.
No,
I'm not hanging up. I want to hear more.
Well, he... The others move into position.
We had so much fun, Laura. It was
here
a
we
amazing
are.
Week.
I bet you
places.
Did.
I have to say, I've lived a very, very awesome life in my 24 years.
It will only be blurs to any onlookers to see it.
Let's see if you can turn that off so I can speak.
What?
Anyways, let me speak.
All right, go ahead. Speak.
Yeah, I want to hear Keisha.
Okay. So, I have lived a very eventful life, and my 24 years have been amazing. You know, I had a really crazy childhood. I was traumatic, like crazy stuff happened. Like I was in the witness protection program. Like my dad was a drug dealer in prison on and off my whole life. Like, I mean, I had a really like kind of crazy like before I was 5 years old. But then
how
my
do you
grandparents
sound so
took
stable?
Me in. My grandparents took me in, and my grandparents were pretty well off people. They spoiled the hell out of me. You know, I had a Nissan 350Z was my birthday present for my 16th birthday, you know. So I had everything when I was with them. And they straightened my, I mean, without them I wouldn't have anything. You know, I mean, they're amazing.
Great story.
And anyway, so I moved, they bought me this house when I was 14. And it was a 3-bedroom house. And they were like, well, you can get roommates. And that could, like, that'll pay your bills, you know, until you turn 16 and you can get a job. And so... You know, they was paying like the mortgage.
You had a
stuff,
lot of
and,
responsibility at a very
yeah.
early age.
Well, I wanted to move out of my own since I was like 10 years old. I was like I they had this like mobile home. We had this, you know, where I live now. Like my grandpa built the house we live in. It's a 4-bedroom house, and then we had a mobile home next door that he bought for like my mom when she would come stay. Like it was like a 3-bedroom mobile home, like where she, you know, she would come back and like from like wherever state she was in and like stay with us for a few months, and so they bought that for her. And because we have like 5 acres. So anyways, like when I was like 10 years old, I like moved in next door, you know, I mean, even though it's like 20 feet from their house, you know, so because I've always been very independent, always wanted to live on my own, do all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. And like, I mean, I was like 12 and 13, like riding the Greyhound bus to like meet like friends on the internet.
I was gonna
and
say,
like,
have you
hang
traveled
out with
a lot?
Fans and yeah. And they, I mean, my grandparents, like they knew I was very independent. Like I was really street smart. Like I never had any problems. Like, I mean, they didn't like some of the things they did, but
they didn't give me any discipline.
I never had any discipline, really. I was always, like, really good on my own. Like, I just had just a lot of self-discipline. And they just gave me all this freedom. And I'm thankful they did because it's made me the person I am today. But, I mean, there was, like, some, there's a lot of things. Like, they didn't like that I was, like, riding the bus to meet people online. Well, yeah, I dropped out of school when I was 16. But I half-assed my GED, got my GED. And
then what kind of work did
I dropped out of college. But anyways, hold on. We'll get to all that. My story here. So anyways, I moved into that house. It was in Tucson. And they live, you know, like 25 miles out of Tucson. And like my mother, she's like been on and off like alcoholic and stuff. And like between 14 and 16, she would like move in on and off with me because she was like having her own problems. So I wasn't really like completely alone because there was like a lot of months that she was there. But pretty much at 16, I was, like, officially alone in the house. And I got one roommate, and then we had the spare bedroom was, like, our guest bedroom. And, like, I mean, we would have, like, I was really into, like, the music scene, the local music scene. And this woman that ran, like, the big local venue, like, you know, when bands would be, like, touring bands would be coming through and they wouldn't have any money and stuff, they'd, like, come and crash in my house. So, like, I'd be meeting all these cool bands. And, like, I mean, it was, like, the fucking life for a fucking 16-year-old. You know, I had a fucking brand new sports car. You know, I was, like, living the dream.
Sounds like Tyler Morrison.
I was, like, traveling all over, and I had just all these amazing times. I had so many amazing memories I can't even explain, you know. And pretty much then, like, I started working at this little pizzeria, and the pizza place was owned by this huge sound engineer that he's, like, oh, God, he's just, like, into all this stuff. He's, like, a band manager for the band MXPX. His name's Tommy Dublack, Tommy Rapp. And so I started working for him, and he was, like, trying to teach me sound engineering, and I started, like, touring with him, doing, like, merch girl stuff with, like, different bands and stuff like that.
That sounds really fun.
I was living this amazing, like, dream life, you know? And then I fell in love, and there was a lot of on and off with that relationship with my ex. It was, like,
that's the one that turned out to be kind of bad, right?
No, the latest thing that happened with him was, like, he became really suicidal and started doing a lot of drugs, and I pretty much, like, I supported him. He never worked the entire time I was with him, or he was with me.
Oh,
and, like pretty much he just, like, his whole life just went into this huge hole because he started abusing, like, a lot of drugs and doing heroin and shit. And so I kicked him out. He went and lived with his mom. He's in rehab right now. He's getting better. We're still friends. I mean, we've had an on-and-off relationship, but more than anything, we're, like, we're best friends. We're always going to be friends. Like, so that happened. You know, that was, like, in there as well.
Yeah, I'm friends
and,
with almost
we traveled
every
all over together.
Ever.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, I've never had, like, a bad, real bad breakup. I get along with just about everybody. But I've broken hearts, for sure. I'm usually the one that breaks the hearts. They always forgive me, and they always love me, and, you know, we have good relationships. But most of them do want me back, which is kind of awkward sometimes. But
I was engaged three times before I got married. I was a total runaway bride. I ran away 3 times before I got married.
Nice. So I was with a guy, and we were, like, traveling all over. We'd do these road trips where we'd, like, leave for, like, 4 or 5 months at a time and just go to random. Like, we'd go to one city and, like, you know, we'd get a job there or something for, like, a few weeks to, like, have a little bit of spending cash and stuff. Because my grandparents were, like, by this time, they were, like,
did you ever worry?
You
got to
start doing
your
thing on your own, you know? And so then I worked at Walgreens for a little while. I worked at a couple different pubs, a couple bars, you know. I never really – the longest job I had was Walgreens. It was, like, 3 years.
Did you ever worry during that time, or did you just live in the moment?
No, I always lived in the moment. And, like, I never – the thing that kind of, like I really now I wish I, like, would have went to school and, like, stayed in college and all that stuff because, like, right now where I'm at in my life, like, I have a decent amount of money. I have my family to help me out, but I'm waiting on this inheritance money, and it's, like taking for fucking ever, like, for my great-grandfather. And I depended on that, like, all my teenage years and stuff. I was like, oh, well, you know, when I get older, I'll be fine because I'm going to inherit all this money, you know? But now that I have a daughter and I'm like, I've spent so much money from the first inheritance I got and now I'm waiting on the rest of it, it sucks. Like, I wish I would have went to college and got some kind of career.
A little
stuff.
Different.
A little
How
more
old
with
is
my
your
life,
daughter?
You know?
How old is
She's
your
almost
daughter?
Two.
Oh,
She's almost
what's
two.
Her name?
But Arianette.
Oh.
She's my love. She is amazing. So I had my daughter. That was just like a whole nightmare with like her father. Like, I mean, she's the best thing that ever happened to me. But her father, he's 36 years old. I mean, so he's 12 years older than I am. I don't know why. Like when I hit my 20s, I started getting really into like dating older men. Hence. Anyways. He's an astronomer out of Italy, and he has two PhDs,
sexy.
One in physics and something else. I don't even remember right now. But he begged me to have the baby. He was like, we'll get married, you know, I'll take care of you, blah, 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 you know, and I trusted all of it. He was there through my pregnancy and stuff, and we didn't live together. He had his own place because he was, like, traveling a lot. You know, he was like, on a work visa in Tucson, and he was traveling to Italy and Ireland. For these different, like, there's, like, this collaboration of telescopes that he would, like, go back and forth between. So, anyways, so he had his own place, and I had my own place. And I was living with my ex, like, he, you know, and he was cool with that. Like, they knew each other. They were friends, you know. And, like, Jeff was pretty much, like, taking care of me and trying to, like, help me while I was pregnant because, like, I didn't work, you know. I was just big, huge, fat whale walking all over the place. I was, like, so cute. Anyways, so.
I love
pretty
that.
Much.
Compared to what
I had
you
the baby.
Now.
You're such a dick, dude. I had the baby, and she was like 2 or 3 weeks old, and like we were talking about getting married like within the next month or two because his work visa was gonna expire, and that was like his ticket to stay like and get dual citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, pretty much, I went over to his house. Like I was going over there like every 2 or 3 days, you know, take the baby over there and see him and stuff. Well, I went over to his house like to have our regular little visit. And he had packed everything, and he was gone. And there was no messages, no nothing. I heard from
You're
him 4 months later that he was back in Ireland, and now he's back in Italy. But anyway, so, like, I'm finding him, trying to get him to pay child support. It's just a whole nightmare, and I'm just so thankful that I have my family. You know,
there's jurisdiction.
There's jurisdiction all over in Italy, and most of Europe has, you know. So, anyways, so child support enforcement is, like, on his ass. But because he's, like, all of his money is a research grant right now, because he's, like, writing a book and doing all his research on, like, gamma rays and shit. And pretty much they can't collect child support from his research grant money. You know what I mean? So
right.
Until he gets, like, a regular job, you know, there's no way I can get child support from him. But it's fine. I mean,
Are you handling it okay?
I mean, my daughter has everything, you know. Like, I have a good family. I have, like, I'm living with my grandparents now. They help me so much, like, with her. Because I was really overwhelmed when I had her, you know. Like, I'm a really kind of wild girl. I wasn't ready for a child, you know. Like, so I'm really thankful that I have all my family. Like, you know, I have this inheritance that's going to come someday, you know, the rest of it. I mean, like, I got a little bit of money, but it's definitely not enough to, like, support me forever, especially with the way I spend money. But anyways, pretty much I'm very thankful for everything they have, family have, blah, blah, blah. They're wonderful people, and I don't know what I would do without them. But so my daughter has everything. I'm not worried about it. The thing that hurts me more than anything is that he's not in her life, really. I mean, he'll send a card maybe once every 6 or 7 months with a no return address that pretty much just says, I hope you guys are okay. You know, and
children need fathers. I mean,
exactly, and it sucks. Like, so my best friend, my ex, the one that I was telling you, it was like on and off for 7 years. He came and he lived with me when Victor left, which is the father. And he came and he lived with me, and he pretty much, like, became daddy. You know, and
was
even
he
though
clean?
Like, well, that's why he's in rehab now, and you know, we don't ever want to be in a relationship together, but. He's like my best friend, and he's bisexual, and he's more borderline gay than straight. So, I mean, it works well. Like, he's a good person. He's very intelligent, and he just needs to get off drugs. And right now, he's about to finish his real rehab program, and he's doing really well. But, I mean, so he's pretty much, like, adopted her, and she knows him as daddy. You know, she sees his pictures. I mean, he was there, you know, until just a few months ago. But
wow.
She knows him as daddy.
Well,
she loves him to death.
Well, what does she think when she gets the card then from... the father. What does she think?
Well, I think she's too young to really understand yet. I don't know how to really explain that to her until I get a little older.
Okay, kids.
Or she gets a little older.
All right, kids. That's enough. All right.
Okay. Let me get to the point. Let me get to the point, okay? The point of this whole spiel, of this whole Kishu life story, okay?
Yeah, spoil it.
The week that I had with Vince.
You got 3 minutes. Wrap it up. You got 3 minutes. Wrap it
up.
Okay.
The week that I had with Vince was probably one of the best weeks out of all the memories, all the amazing times I've had, all this wonderful life that I've had, all the ups and downs, whatever. But I mean, there's been so much more up, so many good memories, so many amazing times, so many people I've met in my life. I've had so many awesome people. Like, I mean, I really, truly feel like Vince is, like, in the top three of my favorite memories, my favorite people.
Aww.
Like, I mean, like, I had such an amazing week, even though we didn't really do much of anything. We just kind of slept and snuggled the majority of the time. Like, it really changed my life in so many ways that I can't even explain, because I'd gotten myself kind of into this little deep hole where, like, I felt like I was really depressed about my weight. I was really depressed about, like, I had lost a lot of my friends because I was kind of in a bad, like, friendship with another friend. And I don't know. So I felt really trapped and in this little, like, hole, I guess. And going to San Francisco and meeting Vince and hanging out with him that week and, like, just his personality and everything just gave me motivation and made me want to pull myself out of this hole again and be Kishu again, you know, be who I am and get back on my feet and, you know, live that wonderful life that I've been living, you know, because for the last 6 months, I have just been
a hermit
crab.
I totally understand that.
And I'm very thankful for Vince for that. Like, I mean,
I don't even know how to explain it,
but he's an amazing person, and I'm so happy to have him in my life. And I'm so happy he let me come and invade his life for a week, because it changed my life in so many ways.
Okay, guys, I did a little trick. I don't know if you guys know about this trick, but I put Melissa Hopkins and Kishu in the screening room. So technically right now, they're still talking, but they're both in the screening room. Hey, Wild Goose. What's going on, bro?
I'll get you back on. Cocaine is right for you.
Dude. So those chicks are still talking.
They're going to chatter away for like 3 hours.
They're gonna do their own show in the screening room.
Tell them to trade Skypes.
It'll be seamless, I swear to God. Let's see how long it takes before they realize that they're in the screening room. This is a technique that was introduced to me by, I have to give props to Fat Red Dragon, who's not with us tonight. He's out of the 420 Grindhouse crew. He came up with this idea. He did it with on his show. He had Goofy Bone and the Jew would not shut up. They just kept going back and forth about like pizza. They were talking about pizza for like.
Oh, Jew, that fat bastard! Like, he'll call in on the air.
FRD's
like drunk and eating a sandwich.
So FRD decided. You know what? I'm just gonna put them both in the screening room, and we just did that off and on for like an hour and a half on his shows. And
you notice how your listeners went up like by six, or your users in the chat room?
Yeah, instantaneously. They're like, "What the hell? Oh, fine, those bitches are done. Fine. Oh, sweet." They're still in there. Yeah. I swear to God, neither of them has hung up yet. I think they still. Should we bring them on real quick?
I wish there was an equalizer or something on the soundboard so you could see like what it looks like, you know, while they're on screen without actually looking at the audio. So like, yeah, right now, like they're both probably clipping.
I don't know. Here, I'm gonna bring them on. Let's see if they know what's going
on. Bring on one of them, just so we can.
No,
like,
no, you have to bring it on. No, because they're back and forth. It has to be seamless for them. So I'm going to bring them both back on at the same time. Everybody chill out, all right? Just relax. Hey. Oh, great. Okay, hang on. Here we go. Really quick. I'm bringing Melissa and then Kishu back on. Oh, it'll be Kishu and then Melissa. Here we go. Okay. Hello? Kishu, are you alive? Hello?
I think they're eating each other out now. I have the weirdest boner.
Are they scissor kicking right now?
That's hot.
Melissa Hopkins, are you there?
Fat time.
Hello? Anybody around?
This is really cutting into my fat time, guys. Come on.
Hang on a second. Let me refresh the board. I've been having some issues with my switchboard. Let's see if they're even on the switchboard.
You refresh the shit out of that board.
I'll refresh this board.
Show that board.
You just watch me.
Show the board with the ball.
Yeah.
Jesus, Kishu, are you Melissa Hopkins? I see what's going on here.
All right, now they're muting us. How does that work?
No, you muted me.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Thanks for your Forrest Gumpian tale of adventure. Hello.
Right. Oh, you're so
cool.
This is wonderful.
Like
I'm so glad
I'm
in my life.
So thanks, John.
Found
I
a
appreciate
great friend.
I love you too, Kishu. I
hello.
Hello.
I don't understand your question.
Put your safe outside
I'm
here.
I dodged your question, even though I plainly fucking spelled it out.
It was pretty obvious. And we even translated it into Spanish, too. It was
like
translated
70
into
different languages.
Yeah.
Swahili.
I'm listening. Go ahead, Melissa Hopkins. Yes.
I want you to translate the question. I mean, the English was so bad and so backward.
All right, fine. Okay, if you don't mind, Wild Goose, could you just one more time just paste it into the chat and I'll read it off the chat.
Now, are you talking specifically about the delay case or a bigger picture?
Yes. Yes, the delay
case. Can you leave the fucking code alone, please?
Okay.
Seriously,
all right, here we go. You ready, Melissa? Here we go. Has anyone really been has anyone really been far even as decided to use even go want to do more like?
It's do look more like. You know, that's where
she's getting. Oh, do more. Yeah, exactly. Do look more like.
Like what?
Exactly. Exactly.
Look more like what?
What we're trying to figure out here.
That's the question right there. Look more like what?
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Come on, dog. Bullshit. It's plain as day. Clear in as an azure
sky. Here's what I want you to use. I want you to use real names, real action verbs, and be have
action
a final,
verbs.
And then have a
action
final
verbs.
Specific
buy it
question.
Buy Toys R Us this weekend. Spend money faster. Consume more. Get your parents to buy more Pokemon cards. Try the new action verb expansion set.
I am definitely not of that set.
Wow.
But.
All right. Has Tom DeLay really been far, even as decided to even go on to do look more like Anthony Weiner?
Okay, there's no connection
yep,
there.
I think so.
You think?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Let me go on the record.
Cut dry.
On this.
It's pretty obvious.
Let me go on the record on this. Tom DeLay was never found guilty of any ethic violations in the house whatsoever.
You're sidestepping
never
that question,
had.
Melissa.
He was what?
You're dodging the question. You're not answering it. Like you're just saying he
what
was never found guilty.
Question.
We've repeated this in like 80 different languages.
We
translated this into
like
more languages than fucking Potter.
You speak like a 10-year-old. You speak like an adult. Be clear. Be literal.
We have spelled this out. Oh, my God. Do you want us to spell it out in Aramaic? Is this going to be like Passion of the Troll?
Try and say it in two sentences.
That was one sentence, actually.
One sentence that had backward verbs.
Has decided to use even go wants to do look more like. I could rephrase it. Has anyone really decided, has to even go that far in wanting to do look more like so?
So are you saying that should people be more like Tom DeLay?
Yeah.
No. Holy. You have got to be kidding me.
I have no idea
even
what you're
more
saying.
Who's even need to go to look more like as anyone can, even more than Tom DeLay. I mean, can you really be far even as decided half as much to use go wish for that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
My guess is that when one really ain't been far even as decided wants to do use even go want, it's then that he really... been far even as decided to use even go want to do look more like. It's just...
This is so... I mean...
You need to spell it out.
I cannot believe how bad...
All right, you know what? I can spell it out. Okay, look, Melissa, I got to take a break. The torture is going to end very soon, I promise you all. I appreciate my panelists tonight. I'm really excited to have these guests with me. Once again, I have Wild Goose, Melissa Hopkins, Javier, and of course Kishu with me. We got 15 minutes left in the show, and I'm going to take a quick little break here. And if anybody wants to join us and help break up the monotony here, apparently we just can't quite breaks new ground with Melissa Hopkins. She's having a hard time grasping this concept here, but there's a concept that I like you to grasp. And by concept, I mean my shaft. And this concept is the idea of thinking locally and fucking globally. And it's brought to you in part by my friends over there, the Gypsy Punks. They go by Gogo Bordello, and here they are, right here on Disorderly Conduct. 347-826-7667. We'll be right back to wrap things up.
We'll be right back.
call in, you Milky Lickers. Anon Grow, Dead NEAW, Donald Ogle, Javier, Kishu, Melissa Hopkins, Egg Rez, Red Medicine, Stabby McHug, Priyabu, and Wild Goose. Call in, you pieces of shit.
To Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, you already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay. We're getting ready to wrap things up, but before we do, we can still take calls here, but you got to do it now. 347-826-7667. With me on the line, my panel tonight has been Wild Goose, representing the SAC. Wild Goose, do you want to give us a little update on the SAC and what's been going on with that, the proceedings there, or are you still you're still technically with the SAC, right?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, formally, I'm still representing them. It appears like Debbie Daly is trying to buck off these trolls, but it's not working out too well. Apparently, she tried doing an earlier show tonight in the past couple nights, but she's been doing this in an attempt to get away from the troll time, which is after dark, after midnight on the East Coast, but it's not working out too well for her. People keep coming after her, so she shut down the chat room, apparently. In doing that, she's shutting off the SAC, so we're going to have to lie low for a little bit and wait for her to come back and wait for Ox to come back in order for us to get more material. So we're on a temporary hiatus.
You don't want to cut off your show despite your SAC. That's a bad idea. I don't know.
No.
She's gonna regret that.
No, absolutely not. No, the troll, I mean, despite the fact that she doesn't want to admit it,
The trolls do make her show without those raids. You know, she ain't making those ratings. The troll raids are where it's at. That's the Debbie Daly Show. She is an advice talk show, but it's advice to trolls. It's a breeding ground for trolls so that they can come out and train. It's the troll proving ground.
It is. Yep. It's kind of like back in the day, in the 90s and 80s, it used to be when kids used to get into gangs, the rite of passage would be they'd go out on a drive-by and just take out somebody randomly.
Yeah, it's like their initiation.
It's the same thing. It's the same. Now this is the virtual trolls, gang members, whatever you want to call them. Their rite of passage is it's like, all right, I think you're ready. It's time for you to go put a thread on 4chan and then create a profile and spam the shit and just fuck troll the shit out of Debbie Daly.
And this is what I tell all the new fags, the younger trolls. I don't always troll, but when I do, I troll Debbie Daly.
That's right. Only the best of the best can do it. She, interesting, I haven't been really paying close attention to her, although the last couple times I've tried to check her out towards the end of her show, she's been ending her shows early, usually sobbing, crying hysterically, ending her shows, essentially having like a minor meltdown, just sort of physical, mental, emotional meltdown on her show. And then tonight, she wasn't even on her show. It was like she simulcast some psychic show, and I don't know what's going on down there. I hope she's
She said it was a guest, but it was really just a simulcast. I mean, that's what I gathered from it. And apparently there wasn't a chat room, so yeah, I mean, she wouldn't have been able to interact with the chat anyway, so.
Oh, no, there was a chat room. I was in the
was
chat
there?
Room.
Okay.
Yeah,
there was a chat room. I heard from someone else that came
she,
on.
Oh, she was essentially like a board op and chat room moderator. She wasn't talking. It was just like these two guys talking, and it could have been any didn't feel like the Debbie Daly Show. It felt like she was maybe she wasn't simulcasting. Maybe she just said, you know what, I'm going to have these two guys on, just going to talk. That's fine.
Well, I had someone come in on Freedomizer and tell me, like, she wasn't even doing a show tonight, or, like, there wasn't much chat participation. So, yeah, well, like Red Medicine said, lots of people got kicked. So, yeah, she is trying to, she's making a poor attempt at bucking these trolls, and she might be able to keep us at bay temporarily, but that's not really us being defeated. That's, you know, that's just us lying low so that we've backed off. But that's not going to happen. She'll go back to late night, and we'll be back in force.
Right on. Good time. Sack for life. All right, everybody. That's Wild Goose. We also have Melissa Hopkins. Melissa Hopkins, you got a show when? Not till Tuesday, right?
Yeah, Tuesday.
What's going on? What's going on that show?
Tuesday is open forum day, so I bring up some subjects. And usually don't have guests on Tuesday unless people want to call in and comment. So Thursday I do have set guests, so I do limit callers on Thursdays. But I am going to have a couple of surprise guests coming up, so I may be adding more shows than just 2 days a week.
Okie dokie. Thanks. Appreciate you hanging out all night tonight, Melissa. It was a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for the call. I was just going to go watch ETV there for a while and got the call. So.
No, it's time for VITB TV, honey. So yeah, come through the bay and I'll take care of you with that one night stand, sister.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you want to cross that off the bucket list, right? We'll take care of that for you. Don't worry.
Well, our one night stand is going to be a little bit different because I'm going to have the three boys.
Oh, that won't be any different than any other one night stand I've had here in the Bay. You obviously haven't been here.
No, I spent a lot of time in San Francisco. No, but I do. I'd like to come see you, meet you, maybe see a few sites in San Francisco. I want to
Now, I asked you this before, but don't you think it? I want to take him over the Golden Gate Bridge, but I have to get back to I-5. So take him over the Golden Gate Bridge and then take 580 back to 5. Don't you think that's the best way to go? Ben?
From the bridge?
Yeah, cross the bridge over into Marin County.
Uh-huh. And then what? And take the...
580, the long, long bridge over the water.
Yeah, that's...
Back over to I-5.
Yeah, that's... What,
now, where
yeah,
are you
yeah,
in San Francisco? What part?
Undisclosed bunker. I'm squatting.
But you're in the city,
I'm not telling
right?
you. I'm not telling you. I'm not telling
but
you.
But you're in the city.
Tony, you kidding me? No, I'm not. I am in the city, yes. I'm in San
okay,
Francisco.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
Yeah. I live by the park. I live by Golden Gate Park.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So could we meet at the park and maybe go?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. And you know what? If you come by in the summer, there's always something going on in the park. It'll be fun. It'll be a hoot. I appreciate you calling, Melissa. I got to wrap it up here. Before I go, really quick, Javier, any parting thoughts before we sign off?
Nah, man. I'm having some food.
Hey, can you really quick just say SAC for life in Espanol?
SAC de por vida. There you go.
Perfect. Appreciate it, bro. And Kishu, what's up, honey?
I just heard the funniest thing. Dick Burns, you know, that email, those emails that Lowell Sack released. Dick Burns found a Facebook for this old lady, and he changed her status to that she was going to kill herself and changed all her pictures. It's hilarious. Hilarious.
That's such a Lowell.
You know, it's so mean, but, I mean, he's such a hardcore Facebook troll. Anyways, I love you, Vince. Thanks for letting me talk forever tonight. I've been in a great mood since I got some Win albums today and vinyl, and I'm just happy. And I'm just happy. I'm happy that I have you in my life.
Right
and,
on. I'm happy I have you, honey.
Don't be such a dick, okay? You know? Think about it, okay? Seriously. Think about it.
I'll think about it, honey. Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for the show tomorrow. I'm already excited now.
All right, dear.
I look forward to it so much every day. Just so I can hear your voice, baby buns.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll be the next time you hear it. Well, you in the chat room, at least. Kishu and I will go make out in the... We'll wrap things up with the post-game wrap-up in a second. But thank you all for listening. Check me out tomorrow night, 11 p.m. Pacific, 2 a.m. Eastern. In the meantime, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceOfTheBay. And that's it, dude. I'll be right back to wrap it up with the post-game wrap-up with Kishu in just a moment. Peace out. Ha ha ha.
discovered the center of the drug traffic. It's one of Valmore's nightclubs. We have it surrounded.
I'm going to bring back out my dirty horror of a co-host or whatever, my repulsive sidekick, if you will, Kishu Zykova. We're going to do the post-game wrap-up.
Hell yeah.
What is your major malfunction? What am I not providing for you that you need? I told you I love you on the goddamn radio like a softy piece of garbage loser.
Yeah, but then you were like, she's a huge teddy bear. And then you were like, huge.
I mean, ginormous. Like, humongoid.
You always, like, turn it around with some shit talk.
I gotta keep you honest, babe. Like, you can't, I'm not gonna keep, like, alright, you know what the score is. Come on, for real. But, I'm not gonna pull punches just cause you're, you know, it's Vince and Akishu, you know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
But did you have fun hanging out with Melissa Hopkins tonight?
It was fun.
You guys are boring the balls off of everybody in the chat room.
I know. I don't even care. It was fun.
Me included.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, man. I'm so hungry right now. I could eat a house.
Hungry for Kishu, baby.
I'm hungry for some Kishu snatch.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, baby cakes.
You know it.
I'd rather you not talk about the snuggling thing, though, on the air. That's not something I'm really excited about sharing.
Oh, why?
That's a personal thing. It's really kind of a personal thing. I put a lot of...
Yeah, but you can talk about coming on my ass, but we can't talk about snuggling.
Exactly, yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, so we're on the same page. This is good.
Oh, it's my day. What am I going to do with you?
Ride me reverse cowgirl style for a bit, and then maybe turn around and do regular cowgirl, and then, I don't know, switch it up doggy style, something like that.
Plan, baby. Let me just go dab myself in the eyeball now.
Oh, that's so hot. There's a fetish site for that. You should videotape it and throw it up on your site.
Oh, I don't even know. I don't know. You drive me crazy. I don't know why. Pisses me off.
What? Because I don't worship. Because I don't worship you like everybody else does.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. I don't fall for your Jedi mind tricks. You know what? I've been 23.
Jedi
before.
Mind tricks. What are you
talking
about?
I've been
about?
In my 20s. I was believe it or not.
And I'm that
hot. Can I talk for a second? Believe it or not, I was in your shoes at one point. I was your age. I dated girls your age. And then I got older and I still dated girls your age. And I got older and I still dated girls your age. And
okay,
I pretty much know what you're all about. And
I don't like that.
I don't really sweat it. It's like no big deal. You're young, you're boy crazy, and you're just going nuts, and the internet's a great place to do it, and more power
to
you.
That's crazy for you.
Should.
For you. And you're just not getting that. But I don't think you're...
I enjoy the fact that you like to include me in your boy craziness. Like, you like, it's kind of like I'm... I kind of feel like you're godfather of internet butt stalking. You internet butt stalked me, and now you're internet butt. But while you're, you've got me under siege, you can continue on with your other conquests on the internet, and you can come to me for sage advice when you're encountering other little boys on the internet, and when they get all butt hurt because you're hanging out with that creeper Vincent the Bay, I'll console you with my pecker.
That's what you want, love.
I don't know. I think it's a pretty reasonable deal.
I'm down for whatever.
Are you asleep? Am I putting you to sleep now, too? I think I've put everybody to sleep.
No, I am all tired.
You know what? I'm going to...
I've gotten like 10 hours of sleep in the last 5 days.
Yeah, well, you should go to bed. I'm going to go to bed, too. I'm going to close up shop here. Thanks, Kishu, for doing overtime or the post-game wrap-up with me. And
anytime, babe.
I'll talk to you again soon. I'm going to close up the show, and I'll talk to you very soon.
Okay.
Right, good night.
Good night.
All right, Kishu Zykova, my co-host. Good times tonight on the program. That's going to do it. I'm getting the fuck out of here, and I'm going to catch a ride on the Lowell's boat and go pick up some munchies on the way home, and have dreams of Kishu dancing in my head. Who else, right? All right, everybody, thanks for coming out. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. The Lulz continue on the internet. Goodbye. Lulz. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you and Lowe's. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It flows back to you. Lowe's boat.
It's so shocking and new. It's the Lowe's boat.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nya 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 nya. And Lowe's won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's Lowe's. Welcome aboard. It's Lowe's. That's all, folks.